Hello there. Am I speaking with Morgana Belafonte?
It's Father.
How you doing? My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research and National Public Opinion. We're talking with people in your area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. It's about the schools in your area. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm in bed, man.
Okay, very well. Okay, let's continue then. Thank you for your time. And in which state do you currently live?
Camden.
Camden, New Jersey? Okay.
Right.
And you live within the city of Camden. Okay, thank you. And what is the zip code where you live at, sir? Just confirm it so we know we are speaking with different areas.
0814.
Thank you. Are you anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station for a political party or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
No, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
Yes? No? Okay, thank you.
No.
Yes, sir. I hear you. Thank you so much. For the statistical purposes, in what year were you born, please?
53.
1953. Thank you. Which of the following best describes you, a man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
A man.
Thank you. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, you're Hispanic. Okay, thank you. For the statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino American, or Asian American?
African American.
African American, thank you. What is the last grade you completed in a school, sir?
Trade Marvel.
What grade?
Second Marvel.
Okay. Second grade. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian? Any children?
No. Right now, no. No, he is on his own.
No children. Okay, very well.
They are on their own.
Okay, they are adults. They're grown up. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. What is your opinion of State Assemblyman Bill Spearman? Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Favorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
Very.
Very favorable, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, remember, you never heard of them or don't know anything about it, you can tell me as well, okay? What is your opinion on State Senator Nilsa Cruz Perez? Favorable or unfavorable?
No, I didn't follow them yet.
Nilsa Cruz Perez, do you know her?
No.
Never heard of her?
No.
Okay. What is your opinion on State Assemblyman Bill Moen? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Excuse me? Favorable?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable, okay. What is your opinion of the teachers' unions? Teachers' unions. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Favorable. Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Yes, that's very good. That's very good. Very favorable.
Very favorable, okay. What's your opinion of Camden School Superintendent, Katrina McCombs? What's your opinion of her? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What is your opinion of the governor, Governor Phil Murphy, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, very well.
And
what is your opinion of former mayor Frank Moran?
He's a new guy.
he used to be the mayor, Frank Moran. What is your opinion of him? Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable?
Yeah.
Somewhat unfavorable or very
Somewhat unfavorable, yeah.
All right. And what is your opinion of the mayor that we have right now, Big Castarfin? Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very favorable or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you so much, sir.
Yep.
I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, tell me and we'll go on to the next one. What is your opinion of the private and parochial schools in Camden? Favorable or unfavorable?
Of what in school? What in school in Camden?
The private and parochial schools. What is your opinion of them?
You said private parochial?
Yeah, private and parochial schools in Camden. What is your opinion? Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, very unfavorable, or just somewhat unfavorable?
Just somewhat.
Okay, and what is your opinion of public charter schools in Camden? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very.
Very, okay. And what is your opinion of Renaissance schools in Camden? Renaissance schools. Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable?
Yeah.
Somewhat. Unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very, let's say very.
Very favorable, okay. And what is your opinion of traditional public schools in Camden? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, very well, let's move on. Almost there, sir. Thank you for your patience. And what are some of the reasons for your very unfavorable opinion of Renaissance schools in Camden? What is that you don't like about Renaissance schools, sir? Can you tell me so I can enter it here?
They have to go deeper into what they're predicting. Do you understand?
They are different.
Keep going, never give up. Keep going. Till when the kids and them agree.
So you don't like Renaissance schools because they keep going, you say?
No, they have to keep going. Don't give up.
I need to. However, I need you to give me a reason why you don't like Renaissance schools in Camden. It's because of what? Because it. Any particular reason? So I can enter it here.
No. It's okay.
Can you give me anything at all?
Well. They don't have to give up. They have to keep turning. Keep it stay alone. They don't have to give up.
They have to give up.
They don't have to. They don't have to give up.
They don't have to give up. In which way? So they don't have to give up?
Yeah. Keep going.
So you think they are not doing their job well?
They're doing the job good. I think they're doing the job good that so many people is against them.
They know how to give up, the reason I'm asking you because, when I ask you about a Renaissance school, you said that you have a very unfavorable opinion, and that's why I'm asking you why, what is the thing that you don't like about them?
They don't have to give up.
They give up on what? On what, sir? Teaching?
Anything. They don't have to give up on nothing.
Okay, it's, I mean, but anything in particular that you don't like, that because it's because they don't teach well, they don't have good teachers. What is it? They don't teach well?
Yes, yes, yes.
They don't have good teachers?
Yeah, they have good teachers. They teach good.
Oh, they have good teachers. In that case, you like Renaissance schools. You like them then? Do you like them or you don't?
They're okay.
They are somewhat favorable then or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, in that case, and you think that they have good teachers, you say, right?
Favorable, yeah.
Okay, and you think they have good teachers, Renaissance schools? That's what you said? Or anything else?
Yeah, they have, yeah, they get good teachers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me introduce that. Good teachers. And they don't give up, you say, right?
No, yeah.
Teachers, and they don't give up. Okay, this is why I enter. Renaissance schools, I like the fact that they have good teachers and that they don't give up. Is that okay, sir? Or do you want to say something else? Okay, very well. Let's move on. I would like this, and would you say that public charter schools and Renaissance schools are no different from each other, somewhat different, very different from each other? Or would you say that these are two different ways to describe the same type of a school? What would you say about that, sir? Are charter schools and Renaissance schools not too different from each other? They are somewhat different, very different, or is the same way, two different ways to describe the same type of a school? What would you say about that?
Man, that's a tough one. Yeah. I say two different ways to describe one, no?
Oh, two different ways to describe the same type of a school.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Let's enter that. Yeah, so let me explain now. So everyone has the same information. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools are two different ways to describe the same type of a school. You were right. Knowing this, would you say that public charter schools and Renaissance schools are, in this case, are no different from traditional public schools? Or would you say they are not too different from traditional public schools? Or are they somewhat different from traditional public schools? Or are they very different from traditional public schools? What would you say about that?
Yeah, something different about that.
Somewhat different from traditional public
schools. Yeah.
Is that correct? Somewhat different.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And what are some of the differences between public charter schools, Renaissance schools, and the traditional public schools? What difference do you see between charter schools and traditional public schools that you can say? Anything?
No, for now. That's better as when you are involved in it. In a petition with them. You understand? And you were accepted.
So you think that there is more involvement in the charter schools and Renaissance schools than in public schools? It's more involvement?
There's more involvement, yeah.
So what do you mean? That they let parents get more involved with their children in public charter schools?
Yeah, the decision takers and them have more to say in the public school, huh?
They allow more involvement than public schools. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay. Let me enter that then.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm entering that. Almost done, sir. I'm just entering that information in public schools. Okay, let's move on. Almost done, sir. Thank you for your patience. Would you say public education in Camden is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Camden on the wrong track?
I think it's doing good, yeah.
And how important do you think is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's need? Do you think it's not important at all, not that important, somewhat important, or very important?
Yeah, it's important.
Somewhat important? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Very well, let's move on. Do you think that local public schools in Camden need to change, not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
Changes the need for sure.
Yeah, do you think that local public schools in Camden, do you think that they need to change not at all, a little, or some, or they need to change a lot?
They need to change a lot.
A lot, okay. From what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools in Camden? Do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools?
It's okay. They're okay.
Do you favor or oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose somewhat or strongly oppose?
For what?
Somewhat. Thank you, sir. Almost done. Okay, I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools and Renaissance schools. Please, for each, tell me if you think it describes the public charter schools and Renaissance schools very well, somewhat well. If it does not describe them, public charter schools and Renaissance school well, or does not describe them at all. The first description said public charter schools and Renaissance schools are public schools. Do you think that describes them very well, somewhat well, not describe them well, or not describe them at all?
Not describe them at all.
Not describe them at all? Is that correct?
Yeah.
What you say? Okay.
Yeah.
Public charter schools and Renaissance schools are non-profit. Do you think that describes them very well, somewhat well, not describe them well, or not at all? Non-profit.
They didn't describe them good.
Describe them well?
Yeah.
Or very well?
Well.
Well, okay. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools are open to all. Does that describe them well? Very well? Well? Not describe them well or not at all?
Very well.
Very well. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools help to improve the entire public school system. Does that describe them very well, somewhat well?
Very well, yeah.
Very well, okay. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools are tuition free. Does that describe them very well, somewhat well? Not describe them well or not at all? Tuition free.
Very well, very well.
Very well, okay. Almost done, sir. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools serve mostly low-income students. Does that describe them very well, somewhat well? Not describe them well or not at all?
Yeah, very well.
Very well? Okay. And just one more. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools serve mostly students of color. Do you think that describes them well, very well, somewhat well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well. Very well. Let's continue. Just a few more. Over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public school become less favorable, more favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other? Your opinion of traditional public schools over the last year, has it become less favorable, more favorable, or has not changed?
Yeah. Have no change.
No change?
So far.
No change. Okay, very well.
Yeah.
If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools in Camden, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote? If a candidate supported increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools in Camden, would you be more likely to vote for them or less likely to vote for them?
Yes, well, more likely to vote for them.
Or more likely, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Thinking of our local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, and other mayor offices. How about yourself, sir? How often do you vote for the school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, or always?
Yes.
How often do you vote for the school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, or always?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, all right. And which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter schools or Renaissance schools? Which one feature do you like the most about these schools? Is it that public charter schools and Renaissance schools support different learning styles, or because they are managed independently from local school districts, or because they encourage more parent input and involvement, or because they enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds, or because they are free and open to all children, or because they are smaller schools and offer more individualized attention, or because they give quality options to families that would not otherwise have them? Which one of those do you favor the most, sir? Which one of those do you like the most about charter and Renaissance schools?
Yeah, that one's a long piece. You have to see it on paper.
I will read them again, because they support different learning styles. They are managed independently from local school districts, encourage more parent input and involvement, enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds, are free and open to all children, are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them, or none of this. Which one do you like the most of those features?
I don't know.
What do you say?
No.
Don't know?
I didn't follow them.
They are free and open to all children, are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them, enroll children of all skill levels and background, encourage more parent input and involvement, are managed independently from local school districts, and support different learning styles. Which one of those do you like the most, or those features?
Everything that's willing to start with the little kids in them. If they're willing to start with the little kids in them, I will support them.
Okay, the one that mentioned the kids is they enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds and are free and open to all children.
Right.
Which one do you like the most?
The one that wants to help with the little kids in them.
Okay, enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds. That the one?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on. Almost done, sir. Just a few more questions for the statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for a job?
No, I have a job.
You have a job. You're employed. Okay.
Yeah.
In politics today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else? Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Yeah, strong.
Strong? Okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances, sir? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income, working class.
Working class?
Yeah.
Okay. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation, sir. You were very kind. Thank you for your patience. Have a good night.
Thank you. Okay.